26 before the hour, Tuesday morning on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on the day when Father Rocky joins us. Father Francis Hoffman, our executive director at Relevant Radio, answering your questions of faith. That's a little bit later on. Glenn's got a fresh story corner coming up in this half hour. But right now, listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Have you ever heard the Holy Spirit speak to you? You have probably heard my story where I had a couple of experiences where I literally heard a voice in my ear. It was clearly the Holy Spirit in discernment and reflecting, but it really rocked me back on my heels when I heard that voice of the Holy Spirit, because I had a conversation with the Holy Spirit, who now, years later, has become my best friend. But trusting that voice and knowing that voice when you hear it, how do you fine-tune your ear? Going to get some tips right now. Father Paul Canariato is the pastor of Church of the Assumption in Emerson, New Jersey, in the Archdiocese of Newark. Father Paul, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, John.
How do you know that you're truly hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit?
Well, it's an inner knowing within. You have to make a distinction, first of all, between your own voice and then the voice of God, the voice of the Spirit.
And I think that's where we get caught up from time to time, is to make that distinction.
Yes, and I think that here we have to actually discern, and this is where we enter into the act of discernment. Is this the Holy Spirit, or is this myself, or is this voice not coming from God? And I think there are distinctions. When God speaks to us, first of all, there's an inner peace, an inner harmony. If the basic orientation of your life is toward the Lord and seeking Him with all your heart, and your basic orientation of life is gospel-centered and Christ-centered and trying to live a holy life and seek holiness of life, then there's an openness to the Holy Spirit and a willingness to hear the voice of God. But how do we know it's God and not ourselves? There's an inner peace within. There's a great inner peace within and a great sense that this is truth. This is the truth being spoken to us. And it's just an inner sense that this is right. This is true. I know in my own discernment, that's how I distinguish the voice of the Holy Spirit. I know it's truth because it convicts me. It's an inner conviction that I get within myself that I know this is from God and this is for my best interests. It's not going against me. It's for me, and it's for growth. It's for personal growth, it's for spiritual growth, and you get that sense within that it's of God, and then you have confidence, and of course, you know that it's just the voice of God within, and as you continue to listen to the Holy Spirit from time to time, you get good at knowing and distinguishing that voice from your own voice, which oftentimes is just, you know yourself, and you know when it's you, because sometimes there's a lot of confusion and doubt, and maybe self-condemnation and all that, putting yourself down and stuff. If somebody has a poor self-image, they can get into that. But when it's of God, it's always for our greater good, and it's always affirming and life-giving.
Father Paul, I was going to ask how we best test if something is indeed the voice of the Spirit as opposed to just our own desire, but like you say, that peace, and maybe too, do we need to make sure it's along the lines of what we might find in Scripture as well?
Absolutely. I believe that, as Catholics, we have the Holy Scriptures, we have the Scriptures, and we have the Catechism of the Catholic Church, the body of truth, and if all of these things that we're trying to discern are in line with the Scriptures, if it's in line with what the Church teaches, then you're tapped into the truth. You're into the truth here, the truth that sets us free. The discernment is listening, is just listening and getting a sense that this is of God. And I think we can use the Scriptures. We can use the teachings of the Church at our disposal. We have so much at our disposal to help us as Catholics, and those are the great things we can use in the process.
We're listening for the voice of the Holy Spirit on this Tuesday morning at 22 before the hour on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app with Father Paul Canariato, the pastor of Church of the Assumption in Emerson, New Jersey. You have to train your ear the way you have to train any other part of your body to respond. And the way that I have trained my ear is by spending more time in adoration and not saying anything. We tend to, me included, want to fill up every moment with noise, my own voice, noise from someplace else. And as a result, we lock out the voice of the Holy Spirit. We lock out the voice of God. But only through the silence of the Adoration Chapel have I been able to train my ear.
Yes, I agree with you so much in that. I have the same experience. You know, the Spirit of God leads us to all truth. And to hear that truth, we have to be silent. We have to quiet the inner chatter. And we have to just listen for the voice of the Spirit. And we know it's the Holy Spirit because the fruits of the Holy Spirit will be present. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. That's the fruit that's born of a listening heart. And as we listen to the Spirit in silence, we can get what we call consolations. Now, consolation is not just feeling good. It's a sense that this is of God. And this is of the Spirit. God's voice is always gentle, oftentimes insistent, but always non-condemning, always loving, always wanting our best. And you know, as we listen in silence and adoration in the Adoration Chapel, we can get a sense that it is of God. And just being silent and listening to the Holy Spirit and being able to recognize that inner harmony within, that beautiful harmony that's created between you and the Lord when you sit in front of Him at the blood and the Blessed Sacrament. There's nothing like that. That's the most wonderful thing on earth. It's a touch of heaven. And it's in those moments that we can really allow the Lord in prayer to invite us to know the truth that will set us free.
Father Paul, for me, it seems the Spirit is always communicated in a very subtle way, but in my Lutheran days, there was a season in the church where it seemed, regarding charismatic stuff, and just wondering your thoughts on people trying sometimes maybe too hard for the Spirit to manifest itself in a particular way.
Well, you know, one of the things I've learned is really to really make sure this is really from God, this is really genuine, that it's not based on what I would want. You know, and I think our lives have to be radically open to the will of God. And oftentimes the will of God is not always what we would want. It's something that we wouldn't want. So I've even learned to be uncomfortable, in a sense, when I hear what God wants of me. And yet I know it's the truth, and I know that this is what He really wants from me, but I don't want to do it. I want to do my own will. I don't want to do God's will, in a sense. So I can be rebellious sometimes against the Lord. When I'm discerning this is what He wants for me, I remember one time sitting in prayer, and I knew God was asking me to do something I didn't want to do. And finally, I just said, well, Lord, Your will be done. Give me the grace to do it, because I have to do it, because I know that I'm not going to get any peace until I do actually do what You're asking me to do. And once I was able to surrender to the Lord and to His will and do what He was asking me, even though it was difficult, I was able to find that peace, and I knew it was from Him because it made me a better person. It brought me to health. It brought me to a greater life. And oftentimes what we hear in discernment is not always what we want to hear. It's what God wants to speak to us, which is oftentimes, not always connected to what we would want.
Father Paul Canariato is helping us hear the voice of the Holy Spirit this morning on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Speak a little bit to trust. We can trust ourselves sometimes. Sometimes we don't trust ourselves. So how do we build up those trust muscles, if you will, I'm putting that word in quotes, so we can trust the voice of the Holy Spirit, so we know that that's the voice of the Holy Spirit who's guiding us in a right direction?
Well, in my own, I can only speak to this in terms of my own experience, and in a sense, I've learned to trust the Lord just by surrendering and just saying to God, Your will be done, and then following what the Lord is asking me to do in prayer. He's asking me to trust Him more. For example, in my own vocation, I heard the voice of the Lord calling me, you know, the call to priesthood. So in a sense, I followed the call. I made an act of trust. I applied to the seminary. I got accepted. I went through the whole process. And you know, you have to, in a sense, trust. But in terms of everyday normal life experiences, I think every day we've just got to realize that God has a great, wonderful plan for our lives. And He just has you know, our best interests at heart. And so he's never going to lead us in the wrong direction. He's always going to lead us in the right direction. So in a sense, if you just innately know that within yourself, and you, and he's telling you to do something in prayer, or he's inviting you to something more, you've just got to trust again that it is him, and it's him, because he always wants our greater good. And it's a leap of faith sometimes. When we take the leap of faith, we get good at leaping, I think. You get good at leaping and trusting, and we realize that, you know, he's never let me down. We come to realize that if we keep trusting him, and little by little, we realize he's never going to let you down. He's never going to, you know, take you to a place where you wouldn't want to be. You know, he's going to, I think we get confirmations a lot of times. Mm-hmm. And we get, it gets confirmed. And I think that more confirmations we get, we say, wow, the Lord made it work out. I was so worried, and God made it all work out. And how good is God? And so you keep trusting. I think positive experiences where we do surrender and trust in the Lord, and he does make everything work out, we see that. And that inner sense of inner seeing of that, we get to know that it is God, and it, he's not going to hurt us. He's going to love us. And we get to trust him more when we are able to surrender, and when we're able to let him lead and guide us. And, you know, he's never going to lead us to a bad place. And when we have experience of that, we keep trusting more and more. That's been my way of handling that and dealing with that in my own journey of trust.
Father Paul, one more question about trust. And we know that you do a lot of spiritual direction in the Archdiocese of Newark. Mm-hmm. As we live in a culture that's very much a selfie society, it's all about me. Do you find that those coming to you for spiritual direction have a more difficult time of trusting God and hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit because the culture, the society, has put such an emphasis on it all being about me?
When I sit with people in spiritual direction and I listen to their prayer lives and I listen to the movement of the Spirit in their lives, I try to focus them on discernment. This is of God. This is what his will is, as opposed to the person's will. We live in a culture that doesn't support a Christian lifestyle, and oftentimes people want to rely on themselves more than on God. And ultimately, I have to always remind people that, you know, we need to be listening to the Spirit. We need to be listening to God. And oftentimes that's a very countercultural way of living, trusting in the Holy Spirit, trusting in God, trusting in the truth that sets us free, the truth that comes to us through the Scriptures, through the teachings of the Church, and in our own prayer lives, being led by God, being allowing ourselves to be led by God. And that's a sense of humility that has to come into this, where we are humble enough to say, Lord, I don't know all the answers. I don't know all the answers. Lead me, guide me, show me the way. And as I try to help people to do that in spiritual direction, I try to help them just to trust in the Lord and not in themselves. Because ultimately, God sees with an eternal vision in our lives. He sees with an eternal understanding, and he sees with that eternal perspective. And when he shares that with us, we are of limited vision. You know, in a sense, we just have to trust that he has a better plan. And as I try to help people do it, I ask them to pray for that grace to be able just to surrender, to trust in him, and allow him to lead and guide us. He's never going to lead us to a bad place. He's only going to lead us to a good place. And when we know that, it makes it a lot easier to surrender and live our lives and walk with the Spirit each day.
Father Paul Canariotto is our Tuesday spiritual director. He's the pastor of Church of the Assumption in Emerson, New Jersey, in the Archdiocese of Newark, New Jersey. And we're talking about issues of trust that you may have, and also fine-tuning your ear to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, to take you to the next level of who you are as a Catholic, to take you to the next level in your romance with Jesus. We've used the word discernment. We'll define it for you. Coming up next, our time now, 13 before on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.